Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes agape.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello, welcome and listeners now. Great radio stations like 98 Rock, California's rock station, and beautiful Sacramento, California. Also, our friends down in Portland and Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON and 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The game is Big Dummy Eric just joining us, playing for Team Not Sober, and we're just getting to question number one with Eric.
Yes, indeed. Question number one for you. What is the crucial card in a game of hearts?
Oh, for the poll, I'm going to go with foreign language.
Oh, foreign language. All right.
Well, that was a long way to home.
Right there with
you. Yeah, well, sorry.
It's all right.
So again, your question.
What was the question again?
What is the crucial card in the game of hearts?
Is it the king of hearts?
I'm going to say queen of hearts like Juice Newton.
Nope.
Joker? Big Joker?
Queen of spades.
Oh. Oh, I was almost there.
Who are you?
Well,
you
I was
said
thinking
the Joker.
Right. Well, Big Joker and Little Joker are the best cards in spades.
Right.
The and question then the answer
what
was
is the crucial card in the game
card.
Of hearts?
I was close.
Well, footballs are brown and have stripes.
Right.
Why not play basketball with it? Right. Here's a question. In Pinocchio, what animal does he begin to turn into when he reaches Pleasure Island?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's Pleasure Island, so that might be kind of a hint, depending who you are.
Shoot. I know, didn't he get eaten by a whale?
Yeah, that happens, too. But in this case...
He had a hell of a life.
He really did.
He had a lot going on, man.
Just to be a real boy.
He did turn into a real boy, but he turned into another animal?
He started to turn into another animal when he was on Pleasure Island. You tracking with me there, Robert?
I'm trying to think of an animal in Pleasure.
Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island. Pleasure Island.
If I went to... If you said, hey, man, we're going to Pleasure Island, I'd be like, man, I'm going to get me some...
Oh,
is it a donkey?
Yes, that's it. It's got to be some ass.
Right.
I knew it.
That's the clue
that's
that works.
That's the clue.
That is the clue that
pleasure
works.
Pleasure Island. All right.
And granted, they say donkey, not ass, but my thought was Pleasure Island. Like,
so this is a wooden kid with a nose that grows. Mm-hmm. He's going to turn into a donkey, and then he turns into a human. Is that what I'm understanding after getting eaten by a whale?
I'm to be honest with you, man. Again,
I might have to relook at this whole story.
I was not good with kids' movies, even when I was a kid. I know he wanted to turn into a real boy. I know that his nose grew. I don't remember.
When he told lies?
Yeah, when he lied.
Okay, right. Yeah. So why didn't he just tell a big lie inside of the whale and then poke it in the top of the mouth so the whale would spit him out with his huge nose?
How did they get out of the way? What do they do? They light a fire or something like that?
Jiminy Cricket let him out.
Yeah, but I mean, what did he do?
The lighter kid?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
I don't know how he got out of the whale, but he got out of the
whale. That's how he did. The cricket guy had a cricket lighter on him and lit it inside.
Ooh, light his ass on fire.
Oh, the puppet is brought to life by a blue fairy.
Oh, really?
He probably needed the money.
How did he get out? So he could be a real boy if he's brave, truthful, and unselfish.
How'd he get out of the whale? I don't care about that.
I haven't got to the part where he's in the
whale.
That
sounds like a Boy Scout. Like, right, do all these great things. Wonderful. You're an Eagle Scout.
Mike probably knows.
Now you're going to get molested by something.
Oh, here comes Mike. He's going to bring us up to. I'm just curious. How you got it?
Do you really know the story of this Pinocchio character?
Oh, of course I do. I love the movie.
Oh, okay.
He built a fire inside of him.
Oh.
With a cricket lighter?
No.
Where did he get the kindling?
His dad's boat was swallowed up by the whale, too. That's where he found his dad was inside of the whale's gut as well. And so they took kindling from the boat and then lit it on fire.
Why didn't he sacrifice himself? He's made of wood.
Because there was a perfectly good boat next to him, man.
I want to know how much Pinocchio cares.
They smoked him. They smoked the whale out,
correct?
And then the whale spit him out?
Correct.
And then what did they do?
They ran away.
In the ocean?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
There's obviously some that's left out in Disney. I mean, they eventually were found or they got to shore. I think they got to shore.
Captain Hook pick them up?
Well, you can't worry about semantics of getting to shore. It's a wooden boy that's real now.
Oh, all right. Good point.
Who lit a fire inside of a whale.
A whale, right?
Somebody's wait a minute. It's listening out.
Is it fair to say that somebody was on mushrooms when they wrote this?
Oh, God.
Some kind of psychedelic? I mean, honest to God.
I'm a wooden boy, dude.
Alice in Wonderland. You think of all these there.
All of that stuff.
Same thing. I mean, surely there were drugs involved. I'm lighting a fire inside of a sperm whale. Are you kidding me?
Think about the people that are anti-drug. Think about the people that are on drugs. And you say, all right, one of you has read a children's story. I'm going to pick Ozzy Osbourne over Mike Pence. That's me.
I think they were just stoned. Because, like, the dad's name is Geppetto. And then Pinocchio is led astray by Honest John the Fox companion, who convinces him to join Stromboli's puppet show.
Oh, get out of here.
Game Stromboli's are delicious.
844-999-HOLA, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Lucius. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Lucius, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Sobler. All right, Lucius.
By the way, everyone seems to know how Pinocchio got out. I'll just read some of the comments. They got out of the whale by lighting a fire. They climbed through the blowhole. He lit a goddamn fire. They lit a fire and smoked him out.
Lucius, our men's room poll. You're a homeschool teacher. What subject can you not teach? Math, science?
Math. I am terrible at math. I failed it 3 times.
Okay. Damn, man.
I'm right there with you, man. Nothing to be ashamed of.
I mean, 3 times?
Here's the problem if you can't do math. All of the really good jobs for smart people, you can't do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Doctor.
That's why I'm a cook.
Engineer. Like all the ones where people have a steady income.
But like you're still doing a lot of fractions, bro.
That's the thing. But see, here's the thing. It's all about
math isn't math.
Yeah, but you do the math in your head in a heartbeat. If they give you any, you know exactly. You could probably look at your hand and know about how many ounces are in it based on whatever product.
Lucius, what are you? What are you really hooking up? Like, what can you just absolutely nail in the kitchen?
Oh, barbecue.
Barbecue? Okay.
Grilling or like barbecuing?
Like barbecue, like pulled pork, like smoked anything. Mm. Mm-hmm. I will smoke just about anything.
Okay. Be careful where you say that.
All right, then.
All right, here is your first question. Actress Cassandra Peterson. She's better known as what TV persona?
Cassandra Peterson. I have no idea.
Nobody has any idea.
I'll say Judge Judy.
No?
Cassandra Peterson.
Cassandra Peterson. And you never one time in all of the years that you saw this woman appear, I'll give you a hint, she shows up around Halloween.
Elvira?
Elvira.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, Cassandra Peterson. That's her name.
Up All Night on USA.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I used to love Up All Night on USA.
Silk Soccer?
Yeah, buddy.
Well, the only thing Up All Night.
All right, dude. Let's regroup.
All right. Okay.
I know. Yeah, Silk Soccer. All right, here's a question. What actress plays Aunt Jackie on the TV show The Conners? You can picture her. She's funny.
Yeah, she is hilarious. I'm blanking. Paula Poundstone. I don't know.
Gilbert?
No. But Sarah Gilbert plays... What's her name, right? Darla?
Niece?
No.
What the hell?
What the hell is her name?
Janae?
Shamiqua?
Deirdre?
There's Darlene.
That's her name.
Okay.
But the answer to your question, the actress who plays Aunt Jackie would be Laurie Metcalf. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Lucius Jackson, you're on question number 3.
Her nephew's playing for the Seahawks now.
Yes, you can see the family resemblance. Approximately how many days does it take the moon to orbit the Earth?
30.
Close.
28.
Oh.
February had it right.
February did have it right. That's the only month that got it right. In fact, it's stupid. I want to say Ethiopia, I believe, is the only country that kind of does it right, where they base it on the moon, which is where the word month even comes from, but they do 13 months out of the year because there's 13 lunar cycles. That's how you follow it around. As a result, and it adds up to an even 52 weeks out of the year.
It's like that difference between getting paid every 2 weeks or bi-monthly.
Here's the thing, though. But because they do have 13 months in the Ethiopian year, what year is it in Ethiopia? 2012.
Oh.
So if you're going to write a check in Ethiopia,
you go back in time.
You have to write, like, you know, whatever today's date is, 2012.
Did you go to Ethiopia in 2012?
Yeah.
Get you think they're worried about that Mayan calendar this year?
Hell no.
Oh, that's going to be a horrible year for them, right? But here you go, guys. Maybe they meant the Ethiopian calendar. We'll find out. All right, your question.
All right.
DMX, Common or Future? Which rapper's real name is Earl Simmons?
Ooh, I know why he changed it. Ladies and gentlemen, Earl Simmons.
DMX.
Yeah. Oh, right. You are correct.
Very good.
Very good guess on your part.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I got the name of the show.
My name is Earl.
Earl Simmons.
I'm writing an autobiography.
If he just put out an album, my name is Earl.
I know.
Call me Earl. That would be great. Like, no, I'm going back to Earl.
Earl.
I'm not DMX anymore. I'm just Earl. Game is Big Tommy, 844-999-OLA.
Earl. Oh, no.
Nah.
There we go.
Drake. Earl.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
James, you sober, not sober?
I am sober. Just got off work.
All right, man. What are you doing out there, James?
Still stocking beer.
All right, you're the man. Okay, our men's room poll.
Staff lineup. Nas, Drake, DMX. Like, I am in.
Yeah. Greg.
Earl, sorry.
Earl.
Oh, my God. Sorry, comments right. Real quick, we were talking about Pinocchio. Someone says, hey, I just learned that Pinocchio accidentally murdered Jiminy Cricket with a hammer, and they say, Google.
Huh.
Damn. Yeah,
that's a twisted story.
He escaped from
a
whale.
I'm watch this movie now.
I know. You beat him to death with a hammer.
All right, James, you're a homeschool teacher. What subject can you not teach? Would that be math, science, history, or a foreign language?
I'm going to go math.
Math. Okay, math in the lead so far.
Ted, we have people that joined us with silk stockings. It says, man, I used to waste my time with silk stockings. Kept hoping for a boob, even though I knew it was just cable TV. Right there, man.
Like, when you say that, that's all I can think of is silk stockings. Wasn't there another terrible show that came on?
They were all terrible.
Yeah.
But they all... And
Elvira was always, like, the in-between the shots.
Yeah.
Like, hey, coming up next. If you can't figure out, we were very busy young men.
And we were very horny.
James, we're going to give you one quick question before we go to break. See if you can pull this off, all right?
Here's your question. According to Modest Mouse, quote, even if things get too heavy, what will we all do?
Oh, God, I know that song and I can't think of it.
Come on, things get too heavy.
I'm gonna pass.
All right, hold the line, James. More of Big Dummy coming up.
Float on.
We will all float on. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is big, dummy. 844-999. Hold up. As we went to break there, we had James on the line. Just starting out, James had one question, so now working on question number two for Team Sober.
That's right.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, yes, we have another Pinocchio. We are learning more.
Pinocchio is dark.
We're going to dig this movie.
So once he arrives home, a talking cricket, Jiminy. Is it Jiminy Cricket?
Jiminy Cricket, yeah.
Who has been lived in the house for over a century, warns him of the perils of disobedience and hedonism. In retaliation, Pinocchio throws a hammer at him. More accurately than he intended to, and kills him.
Get out of here. Wow. Yeah,
don't go out there sleeping with too many women. Shut up, Cricket.
Eat the hammer.
With a hammer.
I'm telling you, I never thought Pinocchio was even remotely interesting. I'm starting to dig this now, man. All right, James, back to you. James, by the way, did you know that Jiminy Cricket got bashed by a hammer from Pinocchio?
It's been a while since I've seen the movie.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I agree with you.
I'm about to watch it now. All right, here's your question. Speaking of movies, what is the name of the hapless chef in the film Ratatouille? Ooh. If it helps at all, it's another pasta.
It's a type of noodle.
It is.
His name is Linguini.
And type of noodle. Nice job, James. Game is big, dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Doug. Welcome to the men's room.
Dummy!
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up there, Doug? You sober or not sober today?
Team not sober today.
All right, Doug, welcome to the show. Okay, yeah. Doug. Unfortunately, you're going to have to do a home schooling deal here. You are a homeschool teacher. What subject can you not teach? Math, science, history, or foreign language?
Yeah, I'd have to do math.
Math it is.
Yeah.
What foreign language would you choose to teach before you choose to teach math?
I can speak a little Japanese and Spanish, but...
All right, there you go.
Even that's pretty bad.
But better than your math?
Yeah, way better than my math.
Okay. Here is your question.
The reason they want you to show your work in those textbooks, because I don't know about for you guys, but the answers are written in the back of the books that you take in math class. So
I knew that, and let's face it,
we didn't have that.
We would I had that, and I'd look at the answer and write the answer, and then I would BS some kind of show your work thing to get there. But when you did the test, it's like, look, there's nothing there. So I got the right answer and you saw me,
with you, Thrill, though. It is like when you get a multiple choice question, it's like I can kind of tell which one to pick, you know?
That's always, to me, that was always the argument. Like, look, man, it's not that I necessarily know the answer, but if you give me a choice of four and three of them are stupid, you know, if you say, hey, what's so-and-so's favorite color and one of them is corduroy, well, I'm not going to pick corduroy. Like, I understand there's no way. You know?
Exactly. And that's what we call being cunning, you know?
Well, that's one thing I figured out about school, and I have to tell this to the kids a lot, just because, look, they get frustrated having to do the extra work when they're smart enough sometimes to not have to do it. And I'm like, look, you're not necessarily being graded on your answer. And I don't know why that is, but in the world of academia, that somehow is less important than your thought process to come up with whatever answer you give. That's how the game is played. That's the truth of it. So you don't have to know anything. Yeah. You just have to know how to act like you know how to get to an answer. And now
it
you know,
takes
kids.
A little bit of intelligence to cheat too, you know. So
it really, you have to be conniving. You have to come up with something on your own. Like you should get some kind of reward for that.
Like, who didn't understand who's smarter in the classroom, and you know, kind of look at their papers a couple of times.
The teacher knows by day two who the dumb kids are and who the smart ones are. I guarantee.
Yep, everyone knew who they were. You know,
we did. All right, here's you.
All right,
and it was the same kid every class, every year. Like, no, he's still stupid. Trust me.
Yeah.
All right, your question. In the movie Semi-Pro, what city does Jackie Moon's team play for?
Oof, never even seen that movie.
It's a horrible place.
It's a horrible place.
People on the town want to love me sexy.
It's a horrible place. Nobody wants to live there. The people that have the misfortune of living there would rather not live there.
I wanted to say West Virginia just to kind of, you know, make a point, but I don't know. I'll go.
The irony is.
I don't know, like Baltimore?
The nickname of the team is the Tropics.
Right. That would be from Flint, Michigan, the Flint Tropics. Yes.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
I love them sexy.
The blood is traveling through the water.
Yeah. But like, well, we know your water's poison. We're just not going to do anything about it. Have some bottled water.
Yeah.
Your question. If you were to visit Mount Rushmore and be unimpressed with how small it is, which one of the presidents is wearing a jacket?
One in four chance at this, I guess. Teddy Roosevelt?
Washington?
George Washington.
They're right, done with the original.
Question three.
And you have a 1 in 4 chance of that question if you know who the presidents are of Mount Rushmore. So I think for the average person, you have a 1 in 18 chance.
Yeah, I knew who they were. It's just, I just guessed one.
What was E.T.'s favorite candy in the movie E.T.?
I don't recall E.T. that much, but I don't know. M&M's.
Oh, they were M&M's.
Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Or Reese's Pieces. We always get tons of crap.
Right, if I say Reese's Pieces and people get all mad,
I like to say Reese's Pieces.
You're going to find out I don't watch a lot of movies, apparently.
Believe it or not, Steven Spielberg actually approached M&M's initially about the...
Mm-hmm.
And they turned him down.
They didn't know what the movie was about. It's just, he's saying, hey, man, I'm making a movie, an alien, right, likes your candy a lot. M&M's is like, no. M&M's is fine, but understand, Reese's Pieces, the sales for Reese's Pieces after the movie, it was something like an 800%. Because look, if an alien likes our candy, it must be good.
Here's the ultimate truth. It's better than M&M's. They are better than
M&M's. Reese's Pieces are way better than M&M's.
No question. Not even close.
No one's going to argue that one.
Ted's about to.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Really?
M&M's are great.
M&M's are great, but Reese's Pieces are better. I truly believe it.
M&M's are just a Hershey Kiss.
I'm on Team Thrill here.
I mean, it's just a little piece of chocolate. I mean,
but don't disparage the M&M. They are, in fact, delicious. But Reese's Pieces just better.
They're better. Yeah.
That's all.
They're better.
I see you eat M&M's all the time. Never seen you eating Reese's Pieces.
Because we don't have Reese's Pieces in the damn vending machine. And if we did, that's when you'd watch.
They sell them at the Bartell. They used to sell them downstairs when places were open.
I know. When places were open, I could get them.
I'm still on Team Pearl. I don't care.
All right.
Pieces are better.
You're in the right place.
Oh, yeah. Well, enjoy the peanut ones.
Hey, shut up. Do you remember the original slogan for Reese's Pieces? So the idea was, when they introduced Reese's Pieces, the fact that they look like M&M's, they acknowledged that. And the slogan, and I remember the jingle was, imagine your surprise when you realize Reese's peanut butter's inside.
Surprise.
That's what I make room in my mind for. All right, here's your question.
Surprise.
That's a different commercial.
Surprise. So honestly, though, the peanut butter M&M's are pretty good, though. I will give Ted that one. Ooh. You know, the peanut butter M&M's are delicious.
Is that the one in the red bag?
I think so. Orange or red?
Those are pretty good.
Yeah, those make Reese's something pieces. Just like Reese's Pieces, and they're going to be good.
Copy, but whatever.
What is the common term for an injury to the neck caused by a sudden jerk of the head?
A sudden jerk of the head?
Mm-hmm.
Like whiplash? Whiplash, right?
There you go. Very good.
Well done.
Woo, right, just
gave me a little whiplash.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
I'll click on that thumbnail. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Andrew, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sober, just kind of awkward.
All right, man. Andrew, what are you doing for a living?
I work in the shipping industry.
You ship things. All right, Andrew.
Yes.
All right, our men's room poll. You are a homeschool teacher. What subject can you not teach? Math, science, history, or a foreign language?
Well, before this all started, we actually did homeschool our kids. We still do. So I'm terrible at history, though.
Okay. That's a new one.
How can you be terrible at history? It's not like there's much to think
about.
All
those things that happened.
Okay.
There you go.
That'll do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, what happened? Yeah, I don't remember, man.
It's a long time ago.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't sweat it. Not doomed to repeat it.
I'm too tired. Go get one of those things over there on the bridge.
I will say, now that the end of the quote-unquote school year is ramping up, you might remember back when you were a student, toward the end of the year, whatever it is that was due, anything that was important, it was all in now. That has not changed. There are 19 pages of crap for my daughter. She's in third grade. So it's like, why would a third grader have 19 pages of any goddamn thing to do, before, which ends in like 2 weeks, 10 days, something like that?
Uh-huh.
It is unbelievable. It is truly unreal. All right, here's your question. What was in the jaws of the swordfish that was mounted on the wall of the Adams family house? It's a human body part. So they had a mounted swordfish, and in its mouth was a human body part.
The other side of thing, a hand?
That's not a bad guess.
A leg?
It was a leg, a human leg. Oh.
Didn't know that.
All right, your question. What is the only mammal other than Big Shirley with four knees?
The only mammal with four knees is an elephant.
That's it.
Oh, that's very good. They're bending down all cool.
That's why when you look at a skeleton of like a horse or something, it kind of looks like a person.
But what do they call... All right, so because an elephant, all the legs face the same way, right? So their knees. What do you call it if your knees face back? Are they elbows?
Well...
Right, so a horse or a dog with the back legs face, quote-unquote...
I mean, technically, the dog's front legs would be elbows, right?
No, because they're legs.
They are legs, but by the way...
But then it's knees.
I mean, Miles, trust me, I've been working on this theory for years.
Elbows and knees, right?
Right. Well, like most animals, like we just stood up, but I think the dog's front legs are his arms.
They are. That's why they can, like no, this.
They're legs. It's just the legs in front of them.
Like
this.
See? Arms.
Yeah, arms, right?
Legs.
Legs, exactly.
Arms.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Ola, boy.
Ola, John. Johnny, sober, not sober?
I am not sober.
All right, John, welcome to the show. Okay, John, our men's room poll. You're going to be a homeschool teacher. What subject can you not teach? Math, science, history, or a foreign language?
That's going to be science. I was terrible at science.
And science?
That's the reason I never graduated high school, yeah.
Okay.
Because of science?
Yes, because of science, yes. I'm an idiot.
No, you're not an idiot, because that's the going thing in this country right now. Knowing science and caring about science, they are absolutely 100% meaningless. So right now, dude, this is your heyday. You should feel awesome.
Live the dream.
Like science? They're all liars. All right.
Yeah, for real.
Here is your question. What is the first word of the United States Constitution?
You know, I'm so good at this game when I'm not on with you guys. But as soon as you ask me that question, I draw a blank.
We. As in we the people.
No, it's in the French porn.
Yes, we.
O-U-I.
It was a magazine.
We.
Did you know that the U.S. Constitution was actually based on the constitution of another nation, right? So U.S. gets a lot of credit for, as well we should, for a constitution. Should we follow it? That gives rights to all people, right? And it's very beautifully written and all this stuff. And I found out this morning, doing some research, it was based on the Iroquois. Oh. Believe it or not, the Iroquois nation had a constitution that, I won't say it said the same thing, because they didn't have to go through as much bureaucracy, so to speak, but the idea that everyone's free, everyone's equal, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, the U.S. Constitution was based on the Iroquois.
Don't you guys have to remember that word by word, the preamble?
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union.
Yeah. I used to know it, but I've obviously don't now.
You should revisit Schoolhouse Rock. That's how I learned it.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union.
Sad but true, bro.
All right, question three, John.
Question number three.
Question
what was
two, right?
Question number two, John.
Question number two. Oh, now you know math. All right, what was Aerosmith's first top 10 song on the Billboard charts?
Love in an Elevator.
Love in an Elevator.
Crying?
Way before that.
Dream On.
Dream On.
Okay.
Dream On. I want to hear someone sing that karaoke, right? The Andre hits that weird screechy, I inserted a hot soldering iron into my rectum kind of screechy. Is that going on?
I'll take the bacon fried rice. I'm going to sit back and watch this.
Yeah. I almost sang out loud. But we would be in trouble.
Yes, we would.
Yes.
Not a good idea.
Look, there was just a karaoke singer that Miles and I inadvertently stumbled upon, and they would not stop singing song after song. I don't want to say too much about this, but I did not really notice at first. Miles nudges me and does that thing where you kind of point up in the air, like, listen. Then we realized what we were hearing. We could not stop laughing to the point the bartender asked us to leave.
Yes, that's
because we started making her laugh, but she didn't want to laugh about the situation that we were laughing about. We were told to leave. Ah, karaoke. It's for everyone. All right, your question.
My way.
How about no, brother? All right. Your question, eczema affects which parts of the body?
The skin.
Okay. Everyone knows that. Nice job. Very good.
Sorry, man.
Seriously.
Look, I told Miles earlier.
Oh, boy.
There are certain questions. You know, as you go through this, if a question is ridiculously difficult, you try to make a multiple choice, right? So at least you can get your brain going a little bit. Some are so easy, I don't bother. And then there's a few where I'm like, man, it seems like a gimme. It seems easy, but I am shocked week to week on what people do not know. So just so you know, that question was one of two that I wrote down that I'm like, it's just too easy. Incidentally, I already asked the other one, and the person got it wrong. I'll just leave it at that. So it's
eczema is easy for me, too, because I get really bad dry skin.
Well, if you have eczema, yeah, you know.
Underneath my mustache and beard.
Is it because you're covered with a mustache and beard, maybe?
I don't know. Did it happen after the mustache?
No, it happened before it, too.
Oh, then
like, I used to get awful, like, razor burn and stuff.
So you get, like, the facial hair dandruff?
Oh, yeah. I got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You get beard dandruff?
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Well, I'm glad you never noticed.
I never have.
Well, you know what?
It was just food crumbs.
Because 3 days a week, I use Head and Shoulders.
You thought it was food crumbs.
I didn't know.
I thought you were a sloppy eater.
I thought you had headlights.
All right, more of a Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
We got the head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has some summer beers and some summer burgers. Ted's Meat and Potatoes right after the game. Known as Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Elizabeth. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
Elizabeth, you on team sober, team not sober?
Oh, not sober. I just got back to my plant.
You got back from your what?
I got back to my work's location.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
How long did it take you to start imbibing?
No, I'm not sober.
No, we understand.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I meant to say I am sober.
Oh, you are sober.
Wait a minute.
Right, my work.
I have to ask this question. This happens every week. This is every week. People that call that are not sober are not sober. The people that are drunk or stoned never accidentally say they're okay, but for whatever reason, people that are sober always seem to screw up and say they're not sober. And I'm just saying, if I'm a cop, you have a ticket.
This is a problem because you're getting out of a vehicle. So just remember, if you're driving, you are always sober.
Always.
Always sober.
That's.
Oh, I'm currently walking right now. I'm not in my vehicle.
Oh, you're going to be drunk then, don't
Elizabeth, our men's room poll. You're going to be a homeschool teacher. What subject can you not teach? Math, science, history, or a foreign language?
I am horrible at math, but I can teach my kids Korean and Japanese.
Damn.
So you're going to take math on this one?
Yes.
All right.
How old are your kids?
My future children. I currently am the mother of two dogs.
Oh, you know, Elizabeth, if you want to have kids, you have to have sex.
True.
But not with the dogs. It's very important.
Not with the dogs.
All right. We want to be very clear.
You don't have to.
But you can always adopt.
You can do all kinds of things.
Yeah, man.
Yes, I can.
There's all kinds of ways to get
there. Or one thing you can do, you can avoid having sex, still have a child, meet Ted's friend, Bernie. If he looks if he looks at you, you will be pregnant. That's all it takes.
Oh, okay.
His wife was pregnant for 4 years.
He's like a dandelion. Like, he just blows his spores out across the world.
Seriously, his wife has three boys and, unfortunately, two miscarriages. She was pregnant for like 4.5 years.
Oh, my God, man. I wonder what that thing looks like. All right, here is your question. What R&B singer was backed by the Miracles?
That sounds like way before my time.
Oh, it was.
I have no idea.
Yes, Smokey Robinson.
Smokey.
I like Ted Sarandon. Like, he's puffing on his cigarette.
Ah,
Smokey.
Smokey also wrote a lot of the music for Motown.
Yep. Yes, he did. He wrote a ton of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your question. How many different weapons are there in the board game Clue?
I haven't played that in years.
Neither have I, to be honest.
Neither have I.
I should, man. Like, the kids are at the age where it'd be fun. I think we have it downstairs. I'm not sure.
Six.
Oh, wow. Hey. Okay, Elizabeth. Very good. Nice job.
Can you count off the different weapons?
I'm going to guess there's a knife. Or a dagger.
There is a it is a dagger slash knife. Yes,
okay. There's rope.
There is, in fact,
rope.
Isn't there rope?
Yes, sorry.
Well, there was a gun, correct?
Yes, there was a gun.
A lead pipe?
There was a lead pipe, yes.
Wow, very good.
You got two
very
more.
Good. What else would you bash someone in the head with? I'm trying to think. How else would you off somebody?
Think about the house. Think about the kind of house it was.
Candlestick.
I'm saying I'd bash you over the head. There's one more.
An iron?
No.
It's
a tool.
I'm just trying to think.
It's a tool.
Is it a
hammer?
Monkey wrench?
Wrench. Yep.
Ooh.
There you go.
Kill it with a wrench.
Candlestick, dagger slash knife, lead pipe, revolver, rope, and wrench.
It's always Colonel Mustard in the library.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hurky, hurky.
The hat's off by a hooky, hooky.
Wes, you sober, not sober.
Not sober, bro.
The house is on fire! Hockey, hockey!
That's a horrible story, man. It is a tragic story.
That's not. All right there, Wes. Men's room poll.
God, I'm a terrible human being.
You're a homeschool teacher. What subject can you not teach? Math, science, history, or a foreign language?
God. Just because I'd want to blow stuff up and freeze everything, probably science.
Science?
Okay.
That's got to be the best part of being a science teacher. I'm thinking, if I'm a science teacher, I want to teach it in high school because you can do the cool stuff. Like elementary school, the best you get is baking soda and vinegar.
As soon as science starts bleeding into math, that's when I'm out. As far as like chemistry, biology, any of those things, I might have an equation to them or anything like that. That's where I kind of fade out.
Agreed.
That's why we're in radio.
Right.
It's just that simple. Can you speak? Well, sure. All right, your question. From 1945 to 1969, the U.S. produced the $500 bill. What president is featured on the $500 bill? And Ted, I know you and Mike are doing research. He sent me the link to this. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm going to go with the Rough Rider Teddy Roosevelt.
Can you remember?
McKinley?
Yeah, McKinley.
Yeah.
McKinley.
All right. I mean, we just looked at it yesterday.
Yeah, they should bring back the $500 bill because it took away a mountain.
You had $500 bill. Yep. They had a $100,000 bill. But that what you can't. So there are a bunch of money collectors out there, and you can own any form of denomination except the $100,000 bill. You cannot legally have that.
Is it face value?
Well, the funny thing about it is they said the ones that have been discontinued. So if you were to sell this, all right. So if you had a $500 bill, you might get $750 for it.
All right.
It's not because they stopped the $1,000 bill. like $2,200. If you have a $100,000 bill, don't tell anyone because you'll be arrested. But they said all of those that are discontinued are now worth more than face value.
And the $100,000 one was kind of like a...
It was for war. I want to say it was the Civil or Revolutionary War.
I don't want to say it was like an actual paper bill or something. It was like gold.
Yes, it was gold, but they did it to finance a war. So they were like, look, this is specifically for the U.S. government. So if you have one, don't tell anyone.
Wes Young, question two or three? I lost count.
Two.
Oh, well, of course he'd say that.
Yeah, given the option, right? Always take the lower number.
Are you guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
I'm not guilty.
Sober.
Right.
Not sober.
Right.
All right, your question. What is the official language of the United States?
English.
There is no official language in the United States.
Huh. Real, you son of a...
Yeah, it's not like that. Trick question, teacher.
First of all, if you call me a son of a bitch, you might be right because technically you're insulting my mother. I mean, when you break it down, like, well, you didn't insult me. Mm-hmm. Mom, he just called you a bitch.
It's a mom joke.
Yeah, I mean...
Really?
Yeah, now I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
All right, now you're on question number three, Wes.
All right, question number three for you. In what state would you find Grand Coulee?
What was the name of it again?
Grand Coulee Dam.
Nebraska.
Washington State.
Washington's right here. It's right near Chelan.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.